I would like to read three poems to honor this day and season. The first is a poem that morphs into a second, a mirroring of the first. The third is a short prose piece which arises spontaneously out of the poems. Nurturing Love. All Hallows Eve, 2025. Autumn's breath upon the air, crimson, orange, and gold. Summer fires quenched with mist, torrential rain, frost, and snow. Veils thinning to ethereal light. Upon the altar, a vase of flowers, photographs of friends and kin, a stone, a shell for remembering, candles burning, beeswax in the air, paintings and tapestries on the wall, space hallowed in their name, a merry mood, annihilation. All souls present, constellations, identity, whisper and inclination, as we meet, merge and mingle, raw, exposed, fear laid aside, the past mirrored in memory. Joy, sorrow, ecstasy and guilt, recalling sacrifice and recompense. Eyes blue, sparkling with delight, conversations dressed in delirious wit, fear-filled moments and joyous laughter in conjugation with congeniality, pain stilled with gratitude and love for what is and will be. Warmth comes with recognition, dissolving hesitation, opening the way for being to weave an indelible web, nurturing love for another round. Golden dawns, crimson sunsets, a symphony in the wind, all souls present, and all is well. Counterpoint. All Souls Day and all souls gather throughout dimension, space, and time without hesitation, separation, or knowing, feeling without tears, suffering, or regret. All that was present, and we are free to witness, perceive, and celebrate what the future of love will be. In this perpetual round, seven great breaths for awakening, seven songs from beginning to end, seven faces both ways gazing, you and I returning to the garden with courage wrought from sacrifice. One world, one heart, one great song. Seven becomes nine, three by three in the making. Body, soul, and spirit with a single eye watching. This light no one can see. This light is who we are. This light transforms everything. 10, beginning all over again, if we are willing, able, and fit to breathe the fresh air of spring, plant seeds that will bind us until another harvest comes round. Suffering demons, pestilence and sin, persevering expectation and blame. Yes is not an option, once proclaimed. you and I unable to resist a challenge, chocolate, a lively love affair. When remembering is a celebration without want, desire, or occupation, there is no beginning or end with eight defining the infinite. One great song. All that we see in the real world is simply a symptom of reality. And we, you and I, all that is are symptoms as well, with the ability to dance in this reality. And dance we will, for we have no choice. Yet, choice we have in the music and the way we dance. This is where poetry lies, and the true poet hears their own music and dances their dance, no matter the outcome, no matter the consequence. With community and continuity, the neophyte refines their dance and learns to create beautiful music with their brothers and sisters in all of creation, until the dance plays out and we become one great song.